Welcome to another inspirational podcast teaching by David Crank, Senior Pastor of Faith Church. For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.
You know, today we're going to be talking about framing your world with peace. Everybody shout peace. We know the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. The third fruit of the Spirit is what is it there?
Peace.
Love, joy, peace. I love that Taylor Swift song because she just says, I'm going to shake it off. There's a lot of times in life where people say things to you and you just got to shake it off. We have this little 2-pound puppy. It's so cute. It goes everywhere with us. You know it. You can follow the dog on Instagram at Luppy Crank. She has her own Instagram. And the dog is 2 pounds, and if she just does weird things. Like this week, we were at our church in Florida, and I was taking a shower, and she was at the shower door just going, arr, arr, arr. I'm like, what is your deal? And Nicole's like, you know, doing her hair, putting everything on, you know, and she's like, Luffy, stop it. And so I reach out to get the towel, and she's like, and she bites me. She won't let the towel up. She's hanging her whole body on the towel, and I think it's hilarious, but the dog is going crazy. Nicole's like, no, don't you do that. And she's Luffy, and she picks her up because there's nothing you can do about it when you weigh 1.8 pounds. And she sits down on the edge of the tub, and she saw this on the Discovery Channel or something. She became a dog whisperer. When you flip the dog upside down on its back, Luppy, stop it. Luppy, calm down. And she's like, won't look at mom in the face. She's looking at me in the shower like, he's the problem. Tim, Luppy, look at me. And eventually the dog submits. And the way we know that Luppy submits is she makes her lick her fingers. She's like, give me a test. And the dog's like, then every time she gets down, she walks over, and she shakes it off like, you know what? I'm starting over. Whatever you do to this dog, she will shake it off. Everybody shout, shake it off. So I want you to shake off this stupidity of thinking that you're not enough, you're not good enough. And I want you to start living within inside the frame or the context of it's okay to enjoy your life and be okay with your weight, be okay with the situation, and just live in that love, joy, peace. Because if you don't have any peace in your life, you're always putting off to tomorrow, and I'll be happy when I have kids. Remember when you thought that was the happiness? Come on, raise your hand. And then you had kids, right? You're like, well, that's not it. I'll be happy when they go to school. I'll be happy when they get home from school. I'll be happy when they get married. Now I'm empty nesting. I'll be happy. See, if we're not careful, we spend our whole life not framing our world with, this is just the way it's going to be. I'm going to be in peace if it hair lips the devil. Because there's always going to be something to upset you and continually keep you upset. Going on vacation, you spend a lot of money, you go to a cool destination, but you won't go take full advantage of it because you're afraid that people are going to think you're too fat, you're too white, you're too whatever. Enjoy it. You're 1,000 miles from home. You're in Cancun, Mexico. Nobody knows you. You wear a Speedo and you enjoy it. They think you're naked because you're just hanging everywhere. Frame your world with peace, love, joy, peace. The Bible said this. He said, Philippians 4:7, it says, and the God of peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. And the God of peace. Everybody shout, the God of peace. God of peace. What is God? Peace. Peace. The God of peace. I found out recently, and this may have been in the last probably month, I started reading a little bit about the subconscious mind and how that our subconscious mind really is probably the most important mind that we have. Because the subconscious mind is the one that really argues with you all the time about, that's not right. Go back and tell them you're sorry. You need to go to church. How many of y'all heard that this weekend? You had Super Bowl parties to go to. You had a lot of things you needed to do. You got to get that nacho dip. You got to get those incredible Fritos, the ones that you can pile crap inside of it. And you're going to all these parties, but you're like, oh, no, my subconscious mind, I'm going to feel bad if I don't go to church. Most of the time we lose our peace because this God of peace, he's wanting us to frame all of our decisions with, do I have peace? Do I not have peace? And your subconscious mind starts arguing with you. And that's when we start needing, actually, sometimes medication to go to sleep. Because if you ever went to bed and your mind started, you went to sleep for a while, but then you woke up and you're like, oh, man, I've been awake for 20 minutes. I've been awake for 30 minutes. Anybody ever done this? Now you're doing the math on how much time do I have left before that stupid alarm goes off. And then you finally shut down because your subconscious mind reaches peace. And then about an hour, you're into the, before you hear that stupid, you're in the sweetest zone ever. You were worrying in the middle of the night about stuff that was very important to you at the time. It was driving you crazy. You almost had to get up and write it down because it was a big honking deal. It stole all your peace. But then you wake up and in the light of day, that is like, that is, I'm not even going to write it down because it really doesn't matter. Anybody can identify with what I'm saying right now. It was everybody. Because the enemy and the inner me start fighting against you. And God is saying, hey, Isaiah 26:3, he said, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind, I love this, is stayed upon thee, whose mind is stayed upon thee. The framework of our mind is so important to keep ourselves in peace. We got to keep our mind stayed on stuff. So, you know, we talk about counting sheep. Anybody ever tried that and it didn't work for you? One, two, three, four. My sheep is like, man, they're jumping over all kinds of goals. They're running past Taco Bell. That looks good. Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Our mind has to be trained to stay in peace. So if our, the Bible said that our hearts condemn us not. If our hearts condemn us not, then we have peace with God. Now, our heart, we could change it with the subconscious mind. Our heart is where we find out whether we have peace to go forward. No peace? I often say this, if you don't know, don't go. Let's all shout that together. Why? If you don't know. Come on. All campuses again. Why? If it's God today, it's what? So don't be in a hurry. I got to marry them now. I got to buy it now. If we don't strike while the iron is hot, the Holy Ghost can reheat that iron, and you can have a million and one opportunities to do this again. Just make sure you stay in the, come on somebody, stay in the framework of peace. But you got to keep your mind stayed upon God, not upon you. God, don't you know what's going on down here? You better hurry. My biological clock is ticking, 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 ticking. I need to find a man right now. No, you don't. It's going to make me happy if I get a man. How many of y'all know that's just so not true? That's so rude for you to do it so aggressively. You're like, Bob is a loser. Bob sits on the couch and just turns the channel all the time. He doesn't even want to know what's on TV. He wants to know what, I buried a guy the other day and his thumb was still moving 3 days later because just changed. A guy's not going to make you happy. You have to have inner peace inside yourself, and you have to be okay with things not being okay, because let me tell you something. Things are never going to be absolutely perfect. You're always going to have kids, or they're going to talk back, and those suckers are going to lie to you to your face. They will lie to you on the very phone you're paying for. So, get over it. And if these people would just do what I tell them to do, I mean, how many times do I have to tell them to do it? You're a manager. They need managed. That's why you get paid more money and you wear a blue shirt and they wear a white shirt. You knew that when you took the job. If you don't frame your thinking with, it's okay for people to do whatever they're going to do, but it's not going to mess with your subconscious mind because you're going to, like the luppy, shake it off and go, it doesn't matter what they do. It matters about the peace that the Holy Spirit has called me to enter into, and I'm going to live in peace. Come on, somebody. I'm going to sleep in peace. I'm going to enjoy my life. Romans 12:17. Says, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Repay no one evil for evil. You ever been driving down the road and you were fine till some moron cuts you off? Ruins your day? Then they did something insane and then they flipped you the bird. Anybody ever had anybody do that? If you don't raise your hands, I'm assuming it's you that we're talking about right now. I can't help it. You don't know this person. You're probably never going to see this person again. But now you want to return evil for evil. If you frame it within the context of peace and you realize, oh, wait a minute, the devil's trying to steal my love, my joy, and my peace. So you just look at them and they do that and you just go, praise the Lord. But if you're in the flesh and you didn't sleep because your subconscious mind was crazy and that little cray-cray kid of yours drove you crazy and talked back to you and even hung up the phone on you and acted, somebody ought to know what I'm talking about. And that's what's cool about the locators on the iPhone now. You can find that little sucker and beat him down. You beat him down. So I'll find you. I got a tracking device on you, Jack. Come on, somebody. We used to run away and hide. Not now. Bleep, 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 bleep. You hung up on me? That's one of my pet peeves. Don't you hate it when people hang up on you? Come on, you ever been hung up on? You're like, no, you didn't. Are you for real right now? And then now you can just text them back. I can't believe you just hung up on me. The reason I hung up on you was because you're being a jerkwad, and the deal is you need to be dealt with, and I'm here to deal with you. And guess what? They're not. They turned the phone off, and you're sitting here. You could have a heart attack. Now you're in the hospital at Barnes Jewish. They've cut you open because you were so mad, you lost your mind. You got to shake it off, shake it off. Players going to play, 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 play. Haters going to hate, 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 hate. Shake it off, shake it off. I like that. Not everybody's going to like you. Some people are drinking Haterade. And they were fine with you when you were down there with them eating worms, living in the trailer that they were living in, and everybody was singing Kumbaya, living on food stamps. But then you got your own trailer, and you got money to get your nails did, and you got a new weave. Now they're hating on you, and you got to go, I don't care. I'm called to live in peace. I live in Peaceville. Now, just for therapy, you younger people don't know this song, but you can learn it. It goes, I got a peaceful, come on, easy feeling. I know you won't let me. Come on, sing it now. Eagles for it. Yeah. Because I'm all. Yeah. Young Bucks don't know that, but the Eagles is where it's at. Come on, somebody, right? On a dark desert highway. All right, let's go. Keep on going. I got a peaceful, easy feeling. You feel better now going to church because we're not just teaching the history of the Bible. We're teaching practical application of how the Word works in your life and how the enemy is trying to get you to not pursue peace. You got to go after peace like you want it so bad. You go, you ain't jacking my peace. Not going to happen. Romans 14, verse 19. The screens say, therefore, let us pursue things which make for peace. And the things which one may edify one another. Therefore, let us pursue things that make for peace. There are some conversations that you just don't need to have because it doesn't edify. It only stirs up strife. Strife, bickering, tension in marriage, tension in organization, politics, religion, whatever. Don't go there. Just chill. Pursue peace. In the framework of a happy life, the only way you're really going to be happy and really enjoy your life is you have to decide, okay, I'm scheduled for open heart surgery, but I'm at peace with it. I'm scheduled for whatever, but I'm at peace with it. You and I decide whether or not we're going to be at peace. And then the decisions that, when we decide that, we go, okay, it doesn't matter how what the enemy says, if I have peace, then I can actually go through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, for you're with me. When love is with you, you know, God loves me, so I'm going to make it through this. Yes, it's uncomfortable. I don't like it, but I'm going to pursue any peace that is in the situation. If there's any good, celebrate it. The Bible said, think on these things. Everybody shout, think on these things. So at nighttime, when you go to bed, don't sit there and toss and turn. Work it in the framework of peace. And go, if it's God today, it's God tomorrow. I'm not going to freak out about what I can't change. That boss is going to be mean. They're still going to be there in the morning. But if we control our peace, then we are able to enjoy peace even though there is no peace. When peace like a river attendeth my way. I really pitched that high. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. That guy wrote that song dying in an ocean while his wife just drowned next to him. That's the problem. His wife is drowning, and he's singing, it is well. We're assuming they got along, right? You're like, he's taking insurance money. Some of you are like, yeah, it's well. But in the framework of peace, things don't have to be perfect for us to enjoy our life. I watch people sometimes running with one leg. Anybody ever seen somebody running down the road and they got one leg like you and I have, two of them, and they got one, and then they got one metal leg, and they're running, but I got two good legs, but I don't like to run because it aggravates my joints. Come on, don't look so guilty in this Presbyterian church today. Come on, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. But they made a decision. People in wheelchairs with no legs doing triathlons. So it must not be about what you have or don't have. It must be about the decision or the framework of deciding, here's the cards I was dealt, and I'm going to play that hand. And I'm going to shake it off, and I'm going to have great peace because I know God loves me, and he's going to work all things together for my good, and I'm going to enjoy being 45. I'm 45. I remember when my dad turned 45, and I thought, my God, he's so old. Then I turned 45, and 45 is the new 25. I don't know if you got the memo. But you got to enjoy your life. Psalms 119, 165, check it out. It says, great peace. Everybody shout, great peace. Have they who love thy law, nothing shall offend them or cause them to stumble. You know, one of the ways that we lose our peace is we allow people to offend us. You say, what? You said, what? Do you know who you're talking to? I'm the man of this house. I run things around here. Just be glad you live there. Just be glad she lets you stay there. Why? I could have married Billy. Billy, look, Billy's the mayor. Billy lives in this big house. I could have married Billy. Well, Billy didn't want you. You with Bobby. So since you're with Bobby, given the framework of the world you're in right now, love Bobby. I don't like the way they look. Take your glasses off. That's really cool, isn't it? Same time our body starts sagging, God dims our vision. It's awesome, right? Nicole's like, I want to see you with your shirt off. Come here. I'm like, take your glasses off. Dim the lights down. Come on. How many of y'all understand? You look good when you put a filter on it and... The Amish family, they went to the mall for the first time, and boys went one way, girls went another, and they're looking around, and dad and the lad walk up to these silver walls that would come together and go apart, and they had these little numbers that would illuminate. Step back, son, step back. It's this old lady with a little walker gets on it, and all of a sudden the silver walls went together, and then the illumination happened, and the illumination came back down, and then all of a sudden this 19-year-old gorgeous supermodel walks off, and he's like, Dad, what is that? He said, I don't know, but go get your mom and put her in there. Hurry, hurry. So, you know, I don't like the way she looks. I don't like the way he looks. Listen, the Bible says to seek peace. Be happy with the lot that you're in. In the framework of where you are they good to you? Do they love you? Do you love them? Well, I don't know if I... Are they a good dad? Are they a good mom? Is the job better than the one you had? It doesn't mean you have to stay there forever, but since you are there, given the framework of the current situation, in the light of where you are right now, just enjoy now until you get to where you're going and shake it off and enjoy today so you can have a better tomorrow instead of crying about what we don't have. Let's celebrate what we do have, and suddenly we'll be like, I got two legs. I got to run. I'm going to live my life. I'm going to pursue peace. Come on, all campuses right now, enjoy this. Thank God for his goodness. Psalms 34:14, it says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace, pursue it. Let's all read that together. Depart from evil. Well, that's a lot more. That's the Amplified. I have the depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. You guys have the Amplified, which is the woman's Bible. It simply has more words. I got some booze in there. I don't know what happened, but I'm not going to let it jack my swag. I'm going to keep my peace. Pursue it. Seek it. Do good. Remember that subconscious mind I told you about a while ago? By doing good, our subconscious mind feels peace. We do bad, our subconscious mind sends an alarm. This is not who you are. This is not what you do. You're off the grid. What are you doing? I'm condemned. Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When we pursue the flesh, I'm going to get what I want the way I want it, when I want it, because it feels good, I'm going to do it. Subconscious mind goes, you're off the grid. You're not doing right. You and I are not seeking the flesh, and one of the reasons I know that is because you came to church this weekend. If you were all fleshy, you wouldn't go to church. But you are really practicing righteousness. You're not going to get it right. Not here on this side. But practice makes perfect. So we're practicing pursuing righteousness, and the more we practice, the better we get. Now, there was a time when we were practicing sin, and we weren't even thinking about practicing righteousness. We were just doing what we wanted when we wanted. Come on, raise your hand. I'm not looking. Let God see it, because you need to know it, or you're going to go to hell for lying in church. Okay. But now there's been a huge difference. You've realized that within the context of life, that eventually there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and you want to do what's right because it's right, because you've got all these little kids following you, and part of the reason why they're following you is you pursued the sins of the flesh, and that's what you got. 12 little kids. But you're looking at them going, I don't want them to have the same hard road that I had. So you bring them to church, and they're learning to pursue peace. And we're making it fun and real and relevant, doing all the creative things that we do to make church fun. But really, ultimately, it is about you really focusing on, and I want you to do this, you've come a long way. Here it is, Super Bowl weekend, and you went to church. Here it is, you're thinking about, I'm going to tithe and put God first. These are big things. The thing that used to not bug you at all, you would do it. You would smoke and chew and run with girls that do, and it didn't affect you. But now you're like, I don't know. I know you're making progress. So at some point, to really work in the framework of peace, we need to just sit down and go, I'm doing a lot better than I did. I'm not who I want to be, but by God, I'm not who I used to be. And so therefore, I'm not going to keep beating myself down and have my subconscious mind freak out. I'm pretty proud of me about right now. I went to church. I even went to church and got the bulletin as a receipt. I didn't just watch online. I went there. Look at this, God. Look at this. Because our subconscious mind needs to cue into the fact that God loves you the way you are, and you have to love you the way you are. And if you keep beating yourself on the head, you'll never really enjoy complete, total peace and restoration. So therefore, you never really just sit back and go, well, I didn't lose a pound, but I didn't gain a pound. I didn't shoot the guy. I just slapped him. Shaking it off. I'm going to enjoy this life. I'm not going to try to get everything to work out perfect, because there's never going to be a time when it works out perfect, especially if you're motivated. And I'm going to talk to motivated people for about 2 minutes. There's a difference between being motivated and being driven. It's a real slippery slope, a real fine line. There's a real razor edge. I am incredibly motivated. I go, 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 go. I flew home last night, or this morning, I think, and from our church in Florida. Preach here, you know, all weekend, and then Monday I fly to Oklahoma, and I'm there in Oklahoma Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday night I fly to Sarasota, Florida. I'm at a church there. Thursday I fly to our church in Florida, and I preach there. Friday night we're doing the Night of Hope in wherever it is in Lauderdale with Joel Osteen, and praying for all those people doing that. And then Saturday I do a beach baptism, and then a wedding, and then the list is, you just go, 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 go. And that's why I eat green smoothies. You can't do that just on Krispy Kremes alone. Now, I love Krispy Kreme, isn't that right? Let's thank God for Krispy Kreme. God, it's awesome. And that's why they wrote that song. All of me wants all of you. All your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfection. I mean, if the hot sign's on, it's like there's a revival. So, I'm motivated. I think a lot of you guys are motivated. I met with the guy that built this church, Rick Shelton. Sometimes I meet with him because he's about, you know, a lot older than me, and he's done a lot of life. I met with him at Caldy's Coffee a few weeks ago, and we're just talking, and I said, hey, Rick, tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what you did that you wish you hadn't done. What about your kids? What about your family? Just ask people. You know, sometimes you just need to ask people some questions that have been where you've been so that you can do some framework. And he said, okay, I told him, here's what I want to do, and here's where we got to win the world, and here's where we got to, and here's where we, and he goes, oh, David, here's what I want you to do. Do you realize that most preachers would drive to 13,000 Gravois Road and sit on the parking lot and go, oh my God, look what we've done. And then they'd probably drive to Earth City and go, oh my gosh, look what we've done. And then they go to Weldon Spring campus and go, look what we've done. But not you. You're going to run right past it and go, we haven't done nothing and we got to do more. We're going to reach the world. And he goes, give yourself a break. Just go back in that parking lot. And I did, because I was really caffeinated and really jacked up. And then so I went back to the old, you know, after talking to the old guy, and I walked back in the parking lot. And the first thing I did was think, this parking lot's horrible. Look at the flipping holes in this thing. You could lose a samurai, like a geo tracker. Somebody could die. But then I remembered, no, 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 that's not what he said. God, I need $1 million to pave this. Drop some gold down from heaven, Jesus. But then, no. Sit in the parking lot for a minute before you go in and start moving again and go, okay, God, thank you for what you have done. God, if it wasn't for you, none of this would happen. I can't do this. Or we don't have we don't have the people to do that. We don't have the team. This is just you. And I was like, this is so awesome. And I felt so good for about a day. And then I got to. Does anybody know what I'm talking about right now? I got to. And then I have to go, wait, hang on. The framework of peace, I've got to go. Look what God's done. I'm going to enjoy where I'm at till I get to where I'm going. If you'll be happy later, or you can be happy right now. Come on, give God praise, everybody, all campuses. Now, as we bring this to a close today, I have a couple questions. One, do you feel like sometimes you're harder on you than you are other people, and you beat yourself over the head and you never really let yourself win? Here's my word for you. Stop it! Look at your neighbor and say, stop it! Do you ever feel like no matter how much weight you lose or no matter how good and how much time you spend on your hair or whatever, you still see you and go, man, gosh, that's terrible. I just don't like me. Come on, raise your hand if that's you. I've got a word for you. Stop it! Do you ever look at your kids and look at them and go, my gosh, I mean, I'm spoiling these kids out of their mind, and I don't know what in the world's going on, and so they just drive me crazy, and I don't know what to do. I got a word for you. Stop it! Stop their cell phone. Let them pay for their own cell phone. You remember what your dad and mom would have done? They would have said, as long as you live in my house. And as long, come on somebody, as you're going to be eating my groceries. Come on now, my dad was big, so it took a while. And as long as you're going to be up in here, I'm telling you right now, this is going to hurt me worse than it's going to hurt you. But I'm going to beat the tar out of you until you realize you are blessed and highly favored. And God gave you life through me. And now you're going to go out and wash that car. And you're going to turn those lights off. And you're going to take out the trash. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then once he started hitting me in the butt, I still won't use seat heaters today because of that. I came outside to wash the car. And the birds sing a little better. Once he stopped beating my butt, it felt so good. Your kids don't even know nothing about it. I'm not talking about beating your kids, but the Bible says that the rod of correction drives foolishness far from the heart of the child. Sure got quiet here today, and I know Dr. Phil said, but Dr. Phil, he doesn't know what he's doing. We don't know Dr. Phil's kids. Have you ever met Dr. Phil's kids? Come on, have you? Have you ever went to lunch with them? We don't know. They could be straight up cray-cray crackheads. We don't know. But we know Jesus and his kids, and he said to bring your children into the house of the Lord and don't let them drive you cray-cray. If they live in your house, they need to abide by your rules. Somebody ought to say amen up in here. So stop it. I'm quitting. Last story. We drink green smoothies at our house, and we do them every day. We're getting ready to do a sermon soon about green smoothies and all the health properties that come within them. I'm not on one medication, and I owe more money than anybody here and have a lot of people pressures, okay? And I'm not on anything whatsoever, because I believe in nutrition and by the grace of God. But I'm trying to make my daughter, who lies to us, today we're leaving the house, and so she's supposed to drink this green smoothie. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's not horrible. It's a whole lot better than chemo. And so I'm making her drink it. Well, then all of a sudden we got in the car, and I'm waiting. About 10 minutes later, Nicole comes out, and she says, I'm sorry, your daughter. Notice she ain't her daughter. Anybody know that trick? Your daughter waited till she was the last one so she could hide the green smoothie. So I had to stay there until she drank it. And she's like that little puppy dog. Come on, give it up for Nicole. Come on, Westplex, give it up for Nicole. All right, so she had to stay there, and it jacked with her peace. But giving the framework of Ashton's future, she said, I need you to do what's right because it's right and do it my way because you're 11 and someday you're going to be 13 and you're going to try to leave the house in a skirt that you're going to look like a hooker and it's not going to happen. Then your dad's going to jack slap you and he's going to be on the news with Creflo Dollar locked up because he wouldn't let your little cray-cray butt go outside looking like that. I'm not saying you let your kid do whatever you want. That's not my problem. But I'm just telling you the way it rolls at our house. Nicole will flip them kids upside down just like that dog and say, I'm your boss. You lick my finger. Come on, somebody. Because you choose to let them drive you crazy. You choose to let the situation drive you crazy. But if you decide, I'm going to decide to live within the framework of peace, and I'm never going back to that way again where my subconscious mind is arguing, and I'm going to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm called to live in peace, love, joy, peace. Come on, give God praise for his word today.
For more information about Pastor David's teaching and ministry, visit davidcrank.com.